Hi, this is Sue. I am in my bathtub taking a bath and the foam is fizzling away. I really like the sound. I hope it won't be too distracting to you. I just really like being here a lot. It's my safe space, surrounded by the warm water. And I thought today I would try something a bit different. I'm not an expert on this or a professional at all, but I think everyone deserves a little break sometimes, and everyone deserves to relax, and maybe this can help you relax. Maybe not, but I hope it's enjoyable, and I don't want to call this a guided meditation or anything, it's certainly not, but yeah, I hope it will help someone to feel just a little bit better. So, I would like you to start just breathing. You don't have to change your breathing. I feel forcing a change in my breathing can often make me more anxious or feel less relaxed. So for now, we are just breathing in and out, trying not to let ourselves get distracted from outside noises. Maybe we can even try to find a certain enjoyment in them. The world moving outside, where we are here. I still wanted to say, it's often recommended that when you meditate or do breathing exercises, you should do them inside or take a certain position or anything, but often when I'm not feeling so well or I'm anxious, I cannot control where I am, because I often tend to get anxious among people in social situations, and especially in places where I cannot leave whenever I want, like in public transportation. So I cannot really sit down in a lotus seat in public. Or sometimes when I'm anxious, I like to take a walk. So you can do this everywhere. You can walk, you can maybe tune out of a conversation and try to take some time for yourself. Or you can just lie down or be like me and do it in your bathtub if you have one. So, yeah, just breathe a little bit. And if you're like me, you might not always feel the most comfortable in your body, and you might not really breathe as freely as you could, because you're a bit nervous about your belly sticking out or anything. You're sucking in and you're trying to have a certain posture, but try to let go of that for a moment and really breathe into your belly. Just feel it expand as you breathe in. And then try to focus on breathing out until you feel like all the air has gone out of your body. Don't force it too much. Try to stay relaxed. Find your own rhythm doing this. Just breathing into your belly. It's not bad if your belly expands a little bit. It's all normal. also try to breathe in through your nose and then breathe in, breathe out through your mouth, if that helps. It can already feel so freeing to just breathe into your belly. Don't overdo it. Don't push yourself if it gets uncomfortable. Just do what feels best to you in this moment. Breathe. I am trying not to breathe too much or do this too loudly because I really want you to find your own rhythm. I don't want you to try and emulate what I'm doing. Just want you to know that it's okay to breathe in really deeply. Maybe even enjoy it. It's perfectly fine if you're anxious and you have that kind of shallow breathing going on. Don't try to force and change it. Just do the best you can right now. And then, when you've kind of found your rhythm and it feels maybe more comfortable than it did before, maybe more free than it did before, and then you can start counting your breaths. So, you're just counting one for breathing in and two for breathing out. And you continue like that up until 10, and then you start over. You will see that it can be difficult to keep track of your breaths, and that you might catch yourself counting to 12, or that suddenly when you breathe out, you will not have an even number, but an uneven number, so you know you have not done it right. Just try to relax for a moment. Count your breaths. Don't try to change them. Just count them like they come. I will be silent for a bit so you can do this for yourself. If you get distracted, it doesn't matter. Just come back to the counting. Don't get upset over losing track of the numbers of your breathing. Just try to return to it. It's absolutely normal to get distracted by thoughts or things that happen around you, or maybe even get bored or feel a bit like it might be uncomfortable to just sit and count. But try to return to your breaths and to the counting. This is not really about learning not to think about anything but the counting and the breathing. It's more about learning to return to it. It's not about forcing yourself to think of nothing, because that's really hard. It's more about teaching yourself that it's okay to let your thoughts and your fears and your anxieties flow by, and that you have a stable base you can return to. You can also try to visualize it if you would like to. I like to think that my thoughts are like leaves on a stream in the summer sun. Some people seem to like imagining their thoughts like clouds in the sky that just pass by. You don't have to hold on to every thought. You can return to the counting and the breathing. Always have something to return to. It's not about teaching yourself emptiness of the mind. It's more about accepting that things are happening in your brain and that thoughts and feelings arise, but that you can sit through them and you don't have to hang on to each of them. As soon as you notice that you get distracted, you can return to the counting and the breathing. I'm not sure if this will help you, and it probably takes a while, but it has really helped me, especially at night when you get very immersed in your inner life and your worries and your thoughts, and you feel like you get into these spirals of worries and fears and you cannot get out of them. Sometimes it really helps me to return to this practice. Just count my breaths. Try to stay as focused as I can. Let my thoughts pass by. Just let them wash over me. Maybe if you are very stressed, you can imagine sitting in the eye of a big storm with your thoughts surrounding you, but not having as much as an impact on you as they might have otherwise. So, I feel like this was very awkward, but maybe it held something good for you. I hope so, because I really wish everyone would feel a bit calmer and better, and I everyone could feel a warm hug and some calm in their lives. I know many people have it really hard and struggle with different things, and I wish we could reach out to one another better and help each other better. So this is my probably not very good attempt at that. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you might return to this practice. There are many YouTube videos and many resources that you can use for free that will teach you more and will be way more professional about this than I was. So maybe you can seek those out. I'm not sure if I told you anything new, but I hope I helped you a little bit. Have a good day or evening or night, and goodbye.